Praise the Lord. The Bible says the shout of joy and victory will not depart from the tent of the righteous. I'll share a few things with us and then we'll pray. We have a lot to do tonight. And I trust God in this year of extraordinary fruitfulness that He truly will grant us grace to produce results. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's start tonight with Matthew 28. Matthew chapter 28. It's important that when you come to the house of God, you come with a Bible. At the least, you should have your Bible on your phone or whatever device you have, but at least you should come with a Bible. Make it a habit to come with a Bible and something to write, even if it's to type on your phone or your electronic devices. Don't just put your hands in your pocket and come to the house of the Lord and revelations continue to come that can change you, but then you are not able to preserve. When He showed John these revelations, He said, write, for these words are faithful and true. Matthew chapter 28, I'll read from verse 18 to 20. Jesus left us what we call and know to be the Great Commission. He started with the 11 disciples, but by extension is a mandate and is a command that is for every believer. 18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Some versions use authority. The word there is exousia, authority. All authority in heaven and in earth is given to me. Go ye therefore. I like the account of Matthew. Go ye therefore and teach. Not just go and witness. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 20, he emphasizes again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. So we are given a mandate. Please listen, everyone. We are given a mandate not only to evangelize, but to mentor nations, to teach nations. Are we together? Part of the Great Commission is not just to win souls, but to disciple them. Discipleship is a system of mentorship that causes you to conform to the life and the character of the mentor. So we are mandated by God to not only evangelize, like make sure that their eternal destinies are secured, but to go a step further. He says, teaching all nations. We are mandated to disciple nations. The word nation there does not just mean physical geographic territories alone. It also means spheres of influence. Are we together? That we should take the message, the life, and the power of Jesus to every sphere of influence. And we should teach them to observe everything we have been taught. He taught them certain things, the secrets of the kingdom. And he said, take this truth to the nations. Teach them. Mentor them. Bring people to a point where they are not only saved, but they are matured, discipled. Are we together now? It's very important. To disciple nations means that certain things must be at work in your own life to qualify you to disciple nations. I just wanted to start on this note. Number one, to be able to disciple nations, you must be a model, a representation of God's intention for the people. That means that you disciple people when you become what you want them to be. Are we together now? Yes. If you want to disciple career people, then you must sustain an ability to be excellent. You must rise to the zenith, the pinnacle of your career pursuit. That way you become a model and a reference enough, worthy to be emulated. Are we together? If God is sending you to disciple people in ministry, you must excel in a way and a manner that is both supernatural and is worthy of emulation. If God is sending you to mentor people in the area of finances, you're not going to mentor them being poor and hoping to be blessed. You must become an epistle of what you want them to be. Are we together now? So discipling nations would require that we become models, epistles. We become the points of reference so that the people can have an idea. Transformation is easy when there is a reference. It's difficult to transform people if there is no reference. If you want people to prosper by God, you have to trust God to prosper yourself so that you become a model. If you think there is an imbalance with finances, for instance, then become the correct model of it. Then it's easy for them to cut away from the imbalances. Are we together? If you want to model the anointing, removing the excesses, then become it. It is easy for people to become when there is a reference. Imagine trying to dress yourself and there is no mirror there. You don't know what to adjust, you don't know what to correct. But when there is a mirror, and better still, a photo of what you are trying to look like, then you will know what to adjust appropriately. So you must be a model. Number two, you must become a force and influence. You will never be able to disciple nations if you are not a force. Are we together? A force is an ability that can provoke change. You must be a force, a voice. You must be an influence. That means you must sustain the ability to cause men to buy into your ideologies. Is God helping us? If you are not a model, you are not a force, you are not an influence, then the perspectives of God communicated to you will never spread to the nation and the region that you are sent. Let me tell you this. This already means that if you love God and you truly want to see His glory fill the earth, then it is important for you to find out the area that He wants you to mentor nations in and begin to contend for results in that area for yourself. That's why we came. Are we together now? Yes. If God is sending you to be a pastor of pastors, to teach people the proper way of building and equipping the saints, you're not going to do that with a small and weak and disorganized church, you yourself not obtaining results. Let me tell you this. I have grown to respect the power of results. Say results. It is true that the end of all arguments is results. There is always room for contention when there are no results. And so when the Bible, God speaking by Jesus, mandating us to disciple nations, the approach we are taking now is very difficult because we seldom have the results that we propose to the people. Are we together? So I think the better approach is to not be in a hurry to reach them, but to be patient enough to have the level of result that is undeniable, incontestable, and you can win a nation within a day. This is the strategy. For as long as we continue to propose things that our lives have not captured, we will find out that the people will have legitimate reasons to doubt. So we are here tonight, not just because of ourselves, to say, Lord, A, B, C, this area does not have sufficient result to let people see you in and through me. And I'm here in this miracle service trusting you, like Naaman. Although I'm a captain of the Syrian army, I'm a valiant warrior, but this other side, step in for me. Is someone with me tonight? All power. There is a reason why he said all authority. Because witnessing will require authority. It will require a basis for results. We are not going to suggest to nations. We are not going to step into systems and structures and just suggest. We will need to influence the system to come in with something that works. Almost everyone here has or has used a phone, and almost everyone here is not using the phone he or she is using as the first phone. Is that true? That when the mobile devices came out and got to Africa, we had all kinds of models that we now consider inferior. What made us leave it? They didn't force you. They brought out something and showed you the excellency of that new gadget, and it forced you to carry your own money and go to the market and insist that although I have a 5,000 naira phone, I have been dissatisfied because someone showed me something that the phone I have cannot browse, and so it does not sustain an advantage to connect me to the world from where I am. And I have someone marketed another phone, and it will make me hate something I once loved. Results are powerful. They challenge people to change their minds. Results can make a man change his mind. It is true. Come see a man, the woman said at the well. Come see a man that has told me. That means she had the ability to repent. It's just that everyone who met her did not have enough result to convince her. Most people are not rebels. The level of result it takes to persuade them is absent in our lives. Did you hear what I just said? Most people are not rebels. Most people who don't go to church are not that hardened. We have not communicated a dimension of the life, the power, the grace, and the possibilities of the kingdom enough to make them want it. And so we minister Christ from a standpoint of extreme weakness and disadvantage. It's not force enough to draw people. Is God speaking to us now? Most of your family members, let me tell you this. For many of us, it looks very difficult to reach your family members because you look at the hardness of their hearts and wonder, how will I break this ground? Let me tell you something. If God mandated you to reach them, then you need to find out, Lord, what can convince these people enough? For 5,000 men, aside from women and children, to climb up a mountain and stay 3 days without worrying for what to eat, the parents were not irresponsible. Jesus must have done something to them that even made food unnecessary. And he took responsibility and said, look, I have to feed them. Because I'm sure part of the many things he taught them was the responsibility that comes when you become part of the fold of God. And he said, I have to prove what I just said. So don't dismiss them that way. And the disciples said, you've put us in trouble now. These people, we have whet their appetite and they expect a performance. And Jesus said, that's all right. And they got the young lad, Andrew, brought a young boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, watch something now. Do you know immediately they ate it, what was their response? We will make you king. Whoever can feed us every day without begging Caesar deserves to be our king. No election. Could it be that this is why politics is hard in Africa and Nigeria? A people came together and said, Jesus, you must be king. And Jesus said, I know it's because you ate bread, but at least they were honest. Who will throw away a bread giver free? To the point that 12 baskets were gathered. I was once hungry, now I'm so full, I just look at the bread. You will have to be king. The same thing will happen in your family. Listen. Regardless of your all this firstborn, secondborn, is wonderful in terms of respect and honor, but in terms of kingdom advance, whoever has the ability to reveal Jesus in a way and a manner that solves the needs of the people must be made king. Even if it is Joseph, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars will bow. They don't bow to age, they bow to whoever. If the sun and the moon bows, then the person they are bowing to, what is he? That means he's neither the sun, he's neither the moon, he's neither the star. What is the name of that person that the sun will bow to, the moon will bow for? This is the mandate of Jesus. It's not just to carry a tract and meet someone and harass him, and while he looks at you, and then you are done and you present a very miserable Jesus. He will ask you one question you cannot answer. He said, let me go and ask God. He said, but I thought he sent you. Either we are telling lies and just carrying out the ritual of religiosity, or we truly want to disciple nations. Let me tell you, where the carcasses are, truly, where the eagles walk. Human beings have real problems. They are not idiots, except they don't find real answers. They will inconvenience themselves to any level. When men complain, they are not complaining because of you. They are using you to complain that there is not resolve enough to keep them. In the days of the generals, by 2 a.m., for a service of 6 or 7, people will gather there and not mind whether it is the sun or the moon or rain or whatever, because they knew one encounter with these strange beings that were not like human beings, their lives would change. Most of the people that knew the generals met them only once. They didn't meet them many times. But now we can be pastors over people for 10 years and nobody can reproduce our grace. And you expect them to still be loyal. People are not stupid, my brothers and my sisters. Are we together? Disciple nations. Not by drumming people's faces and harassing them. Where the carcasses are, there the eagles will. No ATM ever called your name once, yet you cannot resist it. When you pass and you see an ATM, even if you don't have money, you have respect for it because of what is inside. I watch people queue before something that is not a living thing, and they are patient for a long time. What if you are that ATM? That is the same way Gentiles will come. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain and above every other hill. Listen, and the nations will say, come, let us go, let us go. They were not invited. They are advising themselves, come, let us go to the house of the Lord. He said, there he will teach us his ways. For out of Zion shall proceed the law. It's time for us to mentor nations with our results. Are we together now? Yes. That the greatest businessman in Zaria is a tongue-talking, anointed Christian. Everybody that meets him will follow him to church without invitation and sit down whether they like it or not. That's how to mentor nations. When you see someone who has what you are looking for rolling before God, whether you know why or not, you will start rolling first before you understand why he's rolling. We are too weak to make Jesus powerful. This is what we want to correct tonight. Listen, let me tell you this. There is nothing you can do with a man or a people that become a force. When you have results, real results, replicable results, it is impossible for a territory to deny your presence. Here's what Jesus said, teaching in what we call the Beatitudes, the principles of the kingdom. He says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. He says you are a city, not like a city. A city that is set on a hill. How can a city be on a hill? Men whom the earth was not worthy of. A city set on a hill. Giving light. Men will light that candle and put it on top of a bushel. For a very long time, pastors have made the church weak because they don't know what else to do when they are not saved. They are the weakest in every society. They are the poorest. They are the whatever it is. Under the spirit of servitude within a territory. I reject that for Koinonia. In the name of Jesus Christ. That you are able to disciple and mentor nations. God is giving us influence and granting us grace. And when that influence comes, people will be able to listen to you. You will say the same thing now that you said 5 years ago, and people will cry hearing you. Not because more anointing was added to it, more results is now batching what you are saying. The same thing you said before. Are we together now? Everything they say about you is correct until your results prove otherwise. Everything. If they say your God is weak, they are right until your results prove otherwise. Hearing is my Father glorified. 15 and verse 8, John. Hearing. Brothers and sisters, let us not be hypocrites for God's sake. This is how God is glorified. When ye bear much fruit, when ye bear much fruit, when ye bear much fruit. My mother and my father, when your children become the best and the most influential people within a city and are madly in love with God, they will influence more people within a year than you will do holding a crusade in 10 years. Everybody is seeking for someone to reference his life after. That's why we chase after musicians. That's why we go online searching for people. When people show certain things that we want, even if we know they are lying, we still follow them. If someone decides to wear rags today, if you see the money he has close to the rags, tomorrow you too, since you don't have the money, you can start with the rags. At least you can tear your cloth to look like it, to give you hope that you will become like him. We are making nonsense marketable because there is no result to back it. I vow to myself and I vow before my God that I will never be a weak representative of the kingdom. By every standard, as far as the territories are located for my spiritual impact is concerned, we will have to do something for God that will make God beat his chest and say, truly, I have sons upon the earth. That's why we are here. That's why we are here. And many times you will think that these things are just boastful statements. No. When a man speaks, you need to look at the force backing him. If it is your ability, whether intellectual, physical, whatever, then you are wasting your time. But the power of the highest. Mary said, how shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? And the angel said, the power of the highest will overshadow you. Are we together now? The mandate of Jesus, it's not more members. The mandate of Jesus is not a greater name for a ministry. The mandate of Jesus is not more people in a register. The mandate of Jesus is not more slaves loyal to a man called a man of God. The mandate of Jesus is that there will be people who understand the kingdom and love him and understand his system to be able to mentor and disciple nations. Your nation must look up to you, otherwise you have failed. If it's business, if it's ministry, if it's family, whatever it is, go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Go and make disciples. Not go and have denominations. Go and make disciples. That you should not give room for any unbeliever within your territory to hold a level of influence that will have to make you bend to God to receive their resources. No, sir. This is a message that the devil has fought for many years. And so many believers, especially we around the northern middle belt and part of the, we are not kingdom and we are not strategic in our understanding. We are morally sound, bless God. We love the Lord with all our heart, bless God. But we find out that our lives are empty, void of spiritual meaning because we do not know what else to do. So we seek God, we love him, we become anointed, we even fall under the anointing. But to what end was that anointing given? We don't know. So we roam around and hope that the mundane things that we spend our lives on will give us meaning. Nothing else has the ability to give your life meaning than knowing that you are living your life according to purpose and that it is giving joy to the Father. In a few minutes from now, we are going to be celebrating dimensions of the hand of God, the miracles of God. You know why? We are doing this because we know that first, we love the people, but second, it is a testament. That's why it matters when unbelievers hear what God is doing. When believers hear what God is doing, thank God for it. But the real impact is that what God is doing gets to the ears of the unbelievers, because it will compel them. Are we together now? You are gathered here tonight first because you love God. He brought you. But quite honestly, because you are trusting God for various levels of supernatural solutions. People have been here since Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, families, groups, ministries. People have traveled, endured all kinds of things because someone told you, or you heard it in a message, that if you came here, your life and your situation will change. Did you think they lied? Sit back and watch what God does with your life in a few minutes from now. So, that when you leave this place and go back as a man of God, you will be surprised yourself. The next time you see, you will not come alone. You will be too grateful to come alone. When a mother comes here and sees what God does to her, she will remember immediately that my stubborn neighbor's son. That means they always wanted him changed. It's just that they had been looking for a place anointed enough to make them. Let me tell you, I still say it again and again. I thank God for posters. I thank God for handbills. Please, I'm in no way trying to demean them. But nothing will cover the publicity that real power and real results creates. People are too grateful. Rumors spread in overnight. Nobody paid for it, and yet it goes round. That's the same way the word of the Lord can come upon you. I came for Koinonia, a program called the Miracle Service. I just strolled there and my life changed overnight. Madam, the next one is next month. I don't have money. You better look for money. And you see people run around and come and receive. And so our own assignment is to continue to stay with God, to make sure that everybody that comes, you take a level of fire that, like Queen of Sheba, you say, half of this was not told me. If we are not doing this, this is just jamboree and a ceremony and a sin and wickedness. Because when people pay so much price and leave wherever they come from to come and sit down, and then we entertain and make all kinds of noise and jargons, and they go back again with the same pain, we've wasted their time and we cause the heart of the Father to bleed. We make miracle work. Promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker. You won't believe, I've not even touched what I wanted to share as the message for tonight. That this year your life will change in the name of Jesus Christ. This year your life will change by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's true. Let those who laugh at you laugh.